The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, it's Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that blog right here at plantersplace.com. And I have produced quite a lot of those blog posts over the years, so you should go back and look, and it's all great content. I think so. You can be the judge. Let me know. Meanwhile, we are here today to talk about a new type of tomato. Well, not a new type. It's a new variety of tomato, and it is a tomato called Sugar Basket. Sugar Basket it's the type of tomato that dovetails perfectly with my last month's topic, and that topic was about tomatoes appropriate for growing in containers. And perhaps with the name or the word basket in the title, basket, container, you know, it's the same thing. Anyway, you might recall in that post about container tomatoes that I had mentioned that not all tomatoes are cut out to be grown for a whole season within the confines of a container, right? Whether it's a small container, big container, whether it's a hanging basket or a 5-gallon bucket. Sugar Basket, however, a new variety that's going to be offered by Burpee next year, so 2026. Sugar Basket is a tomato that will definitely fit into any container you have. You might even be able to plant several of these tomatoes in each container. My Sugar Basket samples, I received them in, I want to say, early June. I was gifted several samples. They came in the mail, and they were given to me by the folks at Burpee to test in my container garden. So those of you who follow me know that I am co-housing, to put it kindly, with some rabbits and some chipmunks and a very consistent neighboring family of groundhogs. I know. So much wildlife, and I don't know what to do about it. But anyway, and the chipmunks are a recent addition to the whole menagerie. Not invited addition either. They pretty much are eating anything out there in my garden. So what I do is I bring my edible plants onto my porch. So they're lining my patio, porch, deck, whatever you want to call it. And so I can keep an eye on what's going on out there. And also, I have dogs. So hopefully the dogs will scare away the vermin. It works mostly until we leave, perhaps for a weekend or something. Anyway, the more precious my produce, the closer it is on my deck to my door. So these three Sugar Basket tomatoes that I received are some of the closest of those veg to my door. And so far, so good. So let me tell you a little about the variety known as Sugar Basket. I am told that it produces bright red and orange fruits. Not on the same plant, of course. There is one variety that's red and one variety that is orange. And they are supposedly very sweet. Well, I can confirm I have three of the Sugar Basket red varieties, and the tomatoes that they produce are indeed red. So yeah, they begin a little bit orangey, but then they turn into a nice red. And I can also attest to the flavor. They are in fact very nice and sweet. The fruits themselves are round. They're like a cherry tomato, but maybe just a little bit bigger. They're definitely bigger than the sweet 100s. They're about a half inch to 3/4 inch in diameter, and they weigh in at about, I would say, less than an ounce. And I think probably more like a half an ounce. I don't know. I don't know how to weigh things. In other words, these are not beefsteak tomatoes, nor are they plum tomatoes, but they can definitely hold their own against other cherry tomatoes out there. Plant size. How big is the plant in this container? It is quite small. In fact, the plant grows to about 12 to 18 inches tall and about the same width. I've grown my three, one in each of a hanging basket. And they're about 12, they stopped at about 12 foot, They stopped at 12 inches. And now the literature that came with this tomato said that they are a determinate tomato. So determinate means it grows to a determined height and then stops growing and then produces all of its fruit. It did stop growing at about 12 to 14 inches. So now it is now producing all of its fruit all at once. And that's pretty good. So my sugar basket plants, like I said, they're about 12 feet. Oops, I said it again. They're about 12 inches tall, and they are producing fruit, producing a lot of fruit, actually, and it's all quite nice. Here's the thing. The literature that came along with my sample plants indicated that it's a mounding and trailing plant that can be ideal for hanging baskets and raised patio containers. And this is why. So whereas many tomato plants instinctively grow upwards and just keep growing upwards without much support, and you know, until they get about 2 foot tall, these sugar bush tomato plants instinctively starting tipping over probably at 8 inches, 10 inches, and they're just really a naturally cascading tomato plant. So I did insert a stake, but I don't think I really need one because it's gonna cascade. If I were to do this again, if I were to plant sugar bush tomatoes again, I would plant them in a hanging basket and find a place to put that hanging basket. And that way they would be away from my chipmunk and rabbit and groundhog family, and they would be out of the way, and they would be able to cascade freely. Another thing about this trailing habit, and I seemed to have missed this when they arrived, it said that you could plant three of these plants in one hanging basket. I really should have done that, because now I have three separate baskets and one plant in each. It doesn't look very full. If I wanted something that looked a little bit more plump and lush, three in one basket would be great. Next time I will know. And one last thing about this. As with any tomato plant, it really does need at least 6 hours of direct sunlight and consistent moisture every day. Consistent moisture. So water it deeply for, you know, put a hose into your, slow trickling hose, into your basket for, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and make sure all of that soil in that basket is saturated with water, right? And then that way you can wait a day or two, probably up to 3 days, to water that plant. Now, if you're just watering, you know, like 10 seconds here, 10 seconds there, that's shallow watering and your plant's going to dry out. So make sure you water it thoroughly and consistently. Take care of sugarbush and sugarbush will produce for you. I think that is a great tagline for the plant. And I have a ton of fruit already produced on it, so I'm quite happy with it. I will leave you with that. And until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.